Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unending satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own fantasies for free. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just go ahead and loosen any clothing, put your earbuds in and close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep sensual pleasure, take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress for the next 30 minutes or so. It's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body, as you enjoy tonight's show. Beth stared into the darkness of the room. Images moved in the shadows. Images that burned in her mind of another time. Or perhaps dreams. Images of her tied to a cross. To a bed. Her naked body trembling and vulnerable with anticipation. Her arms suspended high in the air. As her body moves loosely in the dark. And there in the darkness. Another figure, no two, move around her. Inspecting her, caressing her. And then, every now and then, they stop and spank her hard across her ass. Her head throws back with the waves of pleasure. And as her head throws back, Beth can see the faint image of a blindfold, a red blindfold around her head. Confusion storming through her mind. Would she ever succumb to such salacious desire? Would she submit to these dark passions? She never imagined she would. But then she couldn't remember yesterday, and only a few hours ago relearned her name. So maybe she could. As she watched the woman in the shadows being tormented, her own desire growing. What had been a warm trembling now become a resounding throbbing between her thighs. A need so deep that she felt the sound of her own lust echoing in her ears. And as the mysterious figure stopped, another punishing thrash across her ass. A stinging sensation burns through her butt, eventually dulling to a pleasurable warm glow on her clit. She gasps involuntarily, her own wetness embarrassingly obvious, her feminine smell lingering in the air. Turning to look at Simon, her face a mask of confused lust. Was that her, him? He says nothing, but smiles gently. Taking her hand, he leads her slowly into the shadows, the images dissipating as they enter, closing the door behind them, shutting the main light of the church out. The room is now only dimly lit by archaic wall lights. Beth can't quite tell if they are candle or electric. There is a damp coldness in the air. Cold stone under her feet that cries with years of pain. It feels like she really has stepped back in time, away from all the security of the modern world. The cold in the air bites at her skin like a thousand mouths teasing at her skin. She is shivering, as much through the excitement of anticipation as the cold air. Simon's warm hand creates such a stark contrast to the cold, making it almost burn when he places it gently on her shoulder, a glow spreading out from his contact that just intensifies all the sensations moving through her body. His breath is like wildfire on her ear as he whispers, Let me help you remember. She suddenly feels a caress of lace on her cheeks. What little light there is in the room, vanishing behind the darkness of a blindfold. The last remnant shut out completely, as she feels it pulled tight around her head and tied. A moan drifts from her lips. See, I met you, not here, but by the old trees outside. Whispers caress her neck. You are with a young gentleman, friend. Images cascade through her mind, the rain beating on her back as she pushed against him, his heart cocked deep inside her as she grasped the tree, his rough bark rubbing over her breasts as he hammered his burning cock into her wet pleasure. She couldn't get enough of the sensation of his firm desire filling her. She wanted her pussy stretched, punished for the desires that ached in her body. Her free hand rubbing her clit furiously, as she pushed against his entire length. But when the moment came, when he exploded inside her, and her body responded in kind, there was a strange frustration that descended over her. She wanted more, harder, deeper. She needed to feel more intense sensations, sensations that she had only read about, seen on movies. But that wasn't enough. And as that knowledge dawned in her mind, slowly it cast its glowing light over her past. Memories of desires, of lustful thoughts returning from the shadows of her amnesia. A low moan escapes her lips as a burning need returns to her body. Confusion by her lack of satisfaction. She stands for a moment enjoying the cold rain stinging her body. That beautifully painful caress bringing more pleasure than the orgasm she had felt just minutes before. Watching him disappear into the dark of the night, she stands for a while, immersing herself in the sensation of the rain. Suddenly she is aware of a man next to her. Simon. He smiles and says, "You look lost. Come inside for a moment." With words that precisely summed up her feelings, she followed him inside, the image fading as the dark of the blindfold returns. As if he is aware of the thoughts in her mind, he says gently, "You needed something more, something darker, more painful. And God be blessed, he brought you to my door." His words punctuated by the strong grasps of his fingers on her breast, pinching her nipples viciously, forcing her aching clit to grow with need. The electric sensations in her body only growing as he bites her neck before kissing it gently. Long caresses of his tongue flicking over her throbbing skin. The gentleness of his mouth contrasting wildly with the brutality of his hand as it strikes her bare ass. "You were such a good novitiate. You just panicked when you discovered just how deep and dark your desires ran. And so you fled from them." The firm pressure of his hand on her ass, rubbing it before sliding his long fingers between her thighs, caressing her damp folds sensually. Beth pushes her legs apart, spreading her thighs, her need overcoming any resistance. "That woman that was chasing me, she was a demon?" Laughing gently, he whispers, "She's no demon. She's your savior." Before he pinches her clit hard between his finger and thumb. "She brought you back to me, so we might continue what we had already begun." His fingers trailing back along her lips, caressing just inside, teasing at her dampness. A last long caress of her ass before he pulls his hand away, grabbing her wrist roughly. The caress of silk around them being tightened as he lifts her arms up, attaching them to something, she just can't see what. Intrepidation suddenly filling her mind. Is this really what she wants? Was she not running away from this before? Can she truly surrender to being tied up? The biting cold of metal fastening around her ankles, holding her legs firmly apart. Unable to move, fear begins to echo through Beth's mind. Her heart beats so intense. She can feel it wanting to explode from her chest. Suddenly there is silence, not a sound. After what feels like an eternity, She can hear the soft sounds of his feet as he moves over the stone. Hearing his return, his breathing heavy as he stands behind her. "You have such a beautiful ass," he says, lust ripping from every word. "But it is so much better with a hue of red. The bite of the flogger is hard and unforgiving, sending a burning sensation cascading through her body, her hands grasping desperately at her thighs as he strikes again, her ass burning with a beautiful sting that echoes all the way into her core. Another strike, sending an avalanche of pleasure ripping through her body, no nerve left untouched as the sensations torment every inch of her, tears stinging her eyes, as another thrash of the flogger bites hard at her tender flesh. "Please, Father," she cries, the strange words coming from somewhere deep in her memory. "What do you want?" he asks sternly. "I have sinned. I need forgiveness, atonement." Beth manages to gasp breathlessly. His hands grasp hard on her ass as she feels the tip of his erection teasing between her lips. "Is this what you want, my child?" he whispers. "Yes, yes. I need you inside me to purify me." Without waiting, his hard cock thrust deep into her pussy, stretching her lips to the point she feels they might rip, the head of his cock pushing viciously along the wall of her pussy, forcing it to clutch tightly at his length. With one hand, he grasps her hair, his fingers twisting it into a hard, pulling back with every thrust of his erection, unforgivingly pounding into her pussy. His other hand caressing two fingers around his cock as he thrusts into her damp lips, throbbing with pleasure as he massages them along his length, before sliding his wet fingers back between her ass cheeks and into the rosette of her ass. Slowly at first, his fingers thrust, heightening the sensations moving through her body, and then quickening, until they are in perfect time with his cock. Moaning loudly, clutching at her restraints, Beth's body tenses with a beautiful fire, as an orgasm spreads through her body, his thrusts growing harder, his breath tightening, as he continues to fuck her deeper and deeper. And then there is a new sensation, fingernails trailing up the inside of her thighs, accentuating the anticipation of desire, sliding over her clit, before her tongue wickedly lashes over it. Hard, vicious strikes of that tongue, forcing the sensations to grow even more intensely in her body, taking her over the edge as her pussy clutches hard along his length, grasping his cock tightly as her orgasm explodes throughout her body, forcing the orgasm from his own cock, the warm stream of his cum intensifying the waves of pleasure. His hands slide up her arms, grasping her wrists as his cock continues to pulse inside of her, and as he pulls his cock out of her pussy and releasing her from her restraint, leaving her feeling strangely empty, her legs still manacled to the ground. She falls to her knees, surprised at the softness underneath. Moving in front of her, his cock teases at her mouth before pushing roughly into her throat. His taste, her taste, their taste, burning along her tongue. Her lips sliding up and down his still pulsing shaft. Her tongue teasing around him, sucking every last drop from his balls. Beth gasps loudly as that tongue returns to her clit, before pushing between her folds, exploring her still trembling pussy, tasting his cum, her orgasm growing again. She tenses in delicious pleasure as another orgasm explodes over her. His softening cock drops from her lips, only to be replaced by soft, tender kisses. Her tongue exploring her mouth, sharing the taste of his cum, a woman's lips. Hungrily, Beth kisses the woman's mouth, pushing her own tongue deep inside, wanting to share the bittersweet taste of Simon's pleasure. She can feel her ankles release from her manacles before his hand traces up her back, over her neck, and touches her cheeks gently. Fingering under her mask, he slides it off. Although the room is dimly lit, it almost seems blinding as the mask is released. Where is she? she asks, looking for her menage partner. He sits beside her, pulling her head onto his strong chest, his arms embracing her as his fingers caress up and down her naked back. "Melissa is part of you," he whispers. "She comes out when you have a need. I can only guess that when you run away, you are trying to escape the dark fantasies you are having. But you can never run far from your own desires." Kissing his chest, she looks at him briefly in the dim light of the room. "How long have we been doing this?" "Oh, 11 years. We've been married for 5. This is our date night, shall we say?" He smiles, kissing her forehead gently. "And do I run away a lot?" "Every time the sensations get very intense, Beth," he whispers gently. "At first, I had the cops out looking for you, but you always came back on your own. Well, with Melissa's help." Kissing her again, he holds her head to his chest tightly as Beth closes her eyes. "As long as I know you're safe, and I'm happy," Beth drifts into a satisfied sleep. I hope you enjoyed that little scene. So on Friday, we have the next chapter of Lamb to the Slaughter. And a new story on Monday. Now, I have got something new coming up, so watch this space. I will be telling you about it. But for the moment, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wilde, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.